Sherlock Holmes, The Speckled Band by Arthur Conan. When I first worked with Sherlock Holmes, we both lived in his house on Baker Street. One morning, he woke me up. "What's wrong?" I asked. A young lady is waiting in the living room." I went to the living room with Holmes. She wore black clothes. "Good morning, madam," said Holmes. "My name is Sherlock Holmes. This is my friend, Dr. Johnson Watson. Can we help you?" "Yes, of course. Please, tell me everything that you can about this case." "My name is Helen Stoner. I live with my stepfather, Dr. Roylott. My stepfather studied medicine. Then he went to India to work as a doctor. There he married my mother, Mrs. Stoner. She had twins, my sister Julia and me. My mother was very rich. She gave all her money to Dr. Roylott on one condition. The money must go to Julia and me when we get married. After our return, my mother died in a train accident. Our stepfather took us to live in an old house in Surrey. One day, Julia met a man. They fell in love and decided to get married. But she died 2 weeks before the wedding. The night my sister died, Dr. Roylott went to his room early. Julia and I talked about her wedding plans in my room. Then she got to her room, which was between my room and my stepfather's. She asked, "Did you hear someone whistle last night?" "No." "Why?" "Every night, at about 3 o'clock in the morning, I hear a whistle." After that, she went to her room. A few moments later, I heard the lock the door. Suddenly, I heard a scream. It was my sister. Then, I heard a whistle. And a few moments later, there was a bang. It was something metal. I ran to Julia's room. She opened the door. Her face was white with terror. She shouted, "It was the band!" She fell into the ground. I ran to call my stepfather, but it was too late. My sister died. "What was the cause of the death?" asked Holmes. The doctor did not find any cause. "Was she poisoned?" asked Holmes. He didn't find any poison. My sister was alone in the room. Her door and windows were locked. The doctor did not find any marks on her. "Was your sister frightened of a speckled band? Do you know what that is?" "I've got no idea." "A month ago, a friend asked me to marry him. 2 days ago, my stepfather asked the builders to do some repair work at the house. They started to work in my bedroom. Now, I sleep in the same room and in the same bed where my sister died. Last night, I heard a whistle. It was the same whistle I heard on the night Julia died. This morning, I came here to see you." Holmes asked, "Can we look at the house today?" "Yes. My stepfather is in London today." "Excellent. We will go to Surrey this afternoon." We took a train to Surrey. "Please, take us quickly to the part of the house where you live," said Holmes. "We have got a lot to do before your stepfather returns." "Which window is your room?" he asked Mrs. Stoner. "That one." "So, the middle one was your sister's, and the one on the right is Dr. Roylott's." "Yes," said Mrs. Stoner, "but now I am sleeping in the middle room." "Your room doesn't need repairs," said Holmes. "I know, but I must sleep in my sister's room because the workers are in my room." "Come on," said Holmes. "We must look for clues inside the house." Holmes went upstairs and walked into the middle room. He pointed to a long bell cord above the bed. "Did your sister use the bell?" he asked. "No, never. It doesn't ring," said Helen. "A bell that doesn't ring," he said. No. Why is this cord here? The cord goes up to a small ventilator. The ventilator goes to Dr. Royler's room, he said. That is very strange. Most ventilators go to the outside. We follow Holmes into Dr. Royler's room. He pointed to a metal safe. What's in here? He asked. I don't know. My stepfather doesn't open it in front of me, Helen replied. There was a small plate of milk on top of the safe. Do you have a cat? No, I don't. Miss Stoner, you must do exactly what I say. Of course. There is a hotel on the other side of the street. Watson and I can see the house from the hotel. When Dr. Royler returns, go to your sister's room. When he goes to bed, put a lamp next to the window. When we see the light, we will come to the house. Then, go to your own room. Yes, of course. We will go to the middle room. We will investigate the whistle that you heard. Sherlock Holmes and I went to the hotel on the other side of the street. At 9 o'clock, we saw a light in the middle bedroom. That is our signal. We must go now. We went to the middle bedroom. We waited for a long time. The room was dark. Suddenly, we saw light from Dr. Royler's room. Holmes jumped up from the bed and lit a match. Then, he hit the bell cord many times with his stick. Did you see it, Watson? Then, we heard a horrible scream of pain and fear. There was silence. It is all over, said Holmes. Let's go to Dr. Royler's room. Holmes opened the door. Dr. Royler was on a chair. His eyes were open. Around his head, there was a yellow band with brown speckles. The band! The speckle band, said Holmes. Unexpectedly, the strange band started to move. It was a snake, the most poisonous snake in India. Dr. Roylott died 10 seconds after the snake bit him. Julia Stoner died the same way. Holmes picked up the snake with the long stick and put it into the safe. Then he closed the door. On our way home, Holmes explained everything. I saw the ventilator and the bell cord touching the bed, he said. I immediately thought of a snake. A snake can go through a small ventilator. It can also move down a cord and it can kill a person in seconds. Dr. Roylott brought the snake from India. He knew that a doctor cannot discover a snake's poison. He trained the snake to return to him when he heard him whistle. The milk on the safe was a reward for the snake.